It's 9:17 on the Morning Scramble. We welcome to the studio John Whalen, Kat Eggleston. Good morning.
Good morning,
Good
Jeff.
Good morning, Jeff.
Is that what this is?
It's morning. This is what happens when that big ball comes up.
It's a pretty good morning so far.
It is.
I'm hoping you'll make it an even better one.
Well, that's
our
plan.
Too much pressure.
Yeah.
So, do you want to talk a little bit about why Kat and I are here first,
yes,
or should we play some music?
I want to hear. Let's okay. get the you know, the 411
right on
a little bit.
So, I am doing a show called Oh Brother. Hopefully, people are seeing the posters and the sandwich boards all around. This is a play with music. I've been thinking about doing some kind of a presentation of the music of Oh Brother, Where Art Thou with uh-huh. island performers, because we do so many things so well.
Without being the typical showcase format where just different artists come up and perform a song.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I thought that would be, you know, sweet, but maybe dull.
Yeah.
And so I had to come up with a vehicle, a medium to present the music that, and I didn't want to reproduce the film. Wasn't worried about the Odyssey story. Didn't want to look back to the South. I thought the music stood on its own, so it could almost like be anything,
yeah,
in any story. And so I came up with a Vashon story. I wrote a play. and so we're presenting the music as an audition for a future fantasy presentation of Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah.
And so I've got a variety of people. As it says on the poster, I mean, Kat is here with me now. She's doing one with me, but that's a little bit of a spoof. But we've got Listen in the Kitchen doing Angel Band. I've got J.D. Hobson and Steve Eiderly are doing a couple of them. Arlette Moody, Adrian Selvey Milden, and now Lynn McManus are going to be singing Nothing But the Baby. I've got Michael Shook, and he just put together a wonderful quartet for Lonesome Valley. You Gotta Walk. Blew my socks off last night. It was really wonderful. So this is coming together, and it's just been sweet. And I was trying to figure out a way to get some other celebrities in here. And Kat and I have done, she's been in one of my shows that I did, 11 years ago, 10 years ago. And,
oh, God.
And we've jammed on a couple other things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to also, because it's Kat and she's got this wonderful wit, I wanted to present something a little off kilter. And so I wrote in a song that we've done together before that was performed by Gillian Welch, who does appear in the movie and mm-hmm. sings on the soundtrack with other people. But this song does not appear in the movie. Gillian Welch did not write it. But that doesn't matter because it's Kat, this is Vashon, and it was my show.
Okay.
So maybe we can play this one for
you. So play this song, and then we'll get into the details about what the when and the tickets and all that stuff. And then we'll talk more about the play and hear another song after that. We got all kinds of plans.
You.
John Whalen, Kat Eggleston from Oh Brother on KVSH.
In South Carolina, there are many tall pines. I remember the oak trees that we used to climb. Now I'm lonesome, I always pretend getting a feel hickory. I started out younger, at most everything. All the riches and pleasures, what else could life bring? begins. Calling me home. Hickory wind. It's a hard way to find out. The trouble is real. In a far away city, with a far away.
You guys sound very nice together. If I sound surprised, I'm not. But and you have played together before, right?
Yeah, we have. Yeah.
I mean, we
just bumped into each other out on the street.
Have you played on stage together? Have you done?
Well, we did the One Lucky Guy show many moons ago.
Yeah,
right after, and then we've done like a couple of tunes in sets here and there.
Yeah, coming and going.
Okay,
and also in that Wednesday night session that we used to. That John and I used to come in every once in a while and
disrupt the paradigm.
I don't know any Celtic tune. Well, that'll be okay for now.
You were a lovely disruption, John.
Now, they still do that over at Snapdragon now that they got the stage and everything?
No. Yeah. It kind of just ran its course. I mean, we liked it so much we kept on doing it for longer than we should have. You know?
Wore out your welcome is what you're saying?
Yeah.
So, Oh Brother, a play with music. Sunday, June 16th, 7 o'clock. It's at the Catherine L. White Hall, and it's at 7, like I said. Tickets are $20 general admission, $18 for seniors, $16 for members, $10 for students. VCA shows, you don't have a front row seat price. I know when I see the list and levels of all the prices, I'm thinking, whoa, my mind is spinning. What do I want? What's my choice? I know I'm not a student. Okay, I'll be a senior for this one.
There you go.
Anyway, that's Sunday, June 16th at 7 o'clock. And the idea is that this is a play that's going to be set on Vashon, that's going to be of O Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah, assuming.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
And
sure.
People are coming in to audition for it.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
So, it's an open audition to come in and do your flavor of the tune.
So is it just the people coming in and doing the music, or is there a little bit of
there's
shtick?
Some shenanigans and foolery straight out of... In fact, I was like pulling on my total church hat, you know, Church of Great Rain. Trying to channel Jeff Hoyt actually when I was writing this thing out. So there's actually, before we forget though, I want to point out that June 16th also happens to be Father's Day.
Oh yeah.
And we are going to be running a cocktail special for an hour before, so they'll have their typical fare of wine, beer, and such, but we are going to have a bourbon special with a couple kinds of bourbon that you can have, Neat Rocks Mock or cocktail. We're probably going to be pouring a Kentucky Mule, with and without bourbon, or you can just taste sample a bourbon yourself. And
oh, that's so a nice Father's Day treat.
That'll be part of the cash bar, but it'll be something a little bit different. So, yeah.
Okay.
So, no, yes, this is has Vachon Foolery. In fact, it's got a feral llama. It has a shootout on Docton Road. It has a power outage because of the feral llama and the shootout on Docton Road. And the wonderful preparedness that is, and you know, the readiness and preparedness and the rise to be prepared that is Vachon Island.
Oh, yeah. We are the most prepared community in the nation.
Apparently.
We just need something big and bad to come along, and so we can be prepared for it.
We're in the midst of that, aren't we?
Yeah, I think we are.
In fact, on that topic, John Brown and Paul Caldwell and I are going to do a version of Keep on the Sunny Side, and so we're going to have some twists in the lyrics that'll be a little bit of current commentary.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So looking forward to that.
Yeah. That is a Vachon touch if I ever heard one.
No, so there's actually a great little story, but the I really encourage folks to come. You'll see a broad variety of Vachon talent, and the ending will be a kick in the pants, just so you all know.
Okay.
Well, and there's a little sing-along, actually, opportunity. I know many people know this.
Well, it's Father's Day, so I can decide what I want to do for Father's Day, and what I want to do for Father's Day is go to this show.
Bam.
Yeah.
Right answer, Jeff.
Yeah. I get to control the action.
All right.
One day a year.
Last year, my Father's Day consisted of get back at your Father's Day with a 11-mile hike, 3,000-foot elevation gain in 8 hours.
Oh.
So this year, I'm taking it easy with a show.
Wow.
My wonderful son. Come on, Bob, let's go.
Okay, let's hear another song.
So this one I'm going to do alone. One of the things we're able to do with great artistic license is twist some of the songs and the arrangements a little bit. And many people know Chai St. Marie. She's not here with us today, but she is going to be performing in the show, and she's doing a version of I Am Weary. And so this is our style of how we're doing that song. Kiss me, mother. Kiss your darling. Lay my head upon your breast. Throw your loving arms around me. I am weary, let me rest. Seems the light is swiftly fading. Brighter scenes they do not show. I am standing by the river. Angels wait to take me home. So kiss me, mother. Kiss your darling. See the pain upon my brow, while I'll soon be with the angels. Fate has doomed my future now. And through the years, you've always loved me, and my life you've tried to save. Now I shall slumber sweetly in a deep, lonely grave. So kiss me, mother. Kiss your darling. Lay my head upon your breast. Throw your loving arms around me. I am weary, let me rest. And throw your loving arms around me. I am weary, let me rest.
Lovely. John Whalen right here.
So I have one thing I wanted to share with the folks is how wonderful this music hall is just on the surface. Mm-hmm. I did a little exploring and found out and I don't want to diss people's spiritual faith, but a lot of these songs sort of reflect upon the plight of the poor and their relationship to the Lord or lords or the overlords in our society. And I was blown away by one after the other of these tunes really reflects a parallel if you're willing to open yourself up to it. And, that life is hard and we are waiting for the end and we are doing this in service to the Lord. And that can either have a wonderfully, beneficial and positive and pragmatic perspective, but it can also be a reflection about, the inequality that does occur in real life, mm-hmm. in our day to day. And anyway, I just wanted to throw that in because a lot of these lyrics, as soothing and uplifting as they could be, also carry with them the weight of the human condition, which is really, really heavy. And so somebody looking to a deity, a god, an imaginary being that is all benevolent makes total sense.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Well, the movie was set during the Depression, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
The worst hard time, as Timothy Egan called it.
Yeah.
And, times were tough. And a lot of the music was kind of reflected that.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is going to be great. I really love the idea behind it.
It's the show is going to be strong. It's coming together. Everybody's working really hard. Uh-huh. As usual, people are doing their individual things and we're coming together next week and I'm really, really excited.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, congratulations on pulling it off.
And I want to thank everybody, now as well as I will the night of the show that's been participating in this. It's been quite wonderful. So thanks for having us in.
Absolutely. And Kat, you are in another play now. You did your own solo play and now you're doing another play. Are you going to start doing plays now?
Apparently.
Kat's life is play.
Well, I just did the Brian Doyle play too.
Yeah.
Just because, because of Charlotte Tinkin and because she's a force of nature, as you know.
Oh, yeah.
She decided that play needed some music that I needed to put together and compose.
Uh-huh.
She threw three little assignments at me. Why don't you write a song about this and this and this?
Uh-huh.
That was fun.
Yeah.
I would love to see that continue. That
well, kind of you thing. Know, I'm sure the opportunities are going to be there for you. So just keep on keeping on. And Kat and John, thanks for coming in.
Thanks
a lot, Jeff.
Yep. The details one more time. Oh, brother. Sunday, June 16th, that is Father's Day, 7 o'clock, with a cocktail event beforehand for all the dads.
Right.
Catherine L. Whitehall to VCA, 7 o'clock with tickets at $20 general, $18 senior, $16 members, and $10 for students. You can get them online at VachonCenterForTheArts.org. Going to be a great show.
And the musicians are getting paid. This is all the proceeds
are
going.
Yep.
Excellent. Yep. Yeah. That is fantastic.
That's a commitment. Everybody gets a little something, whatever we can.
All right.
So, yeah.
Well, we look forward to that. We look forward to it. Sunday, June 16th.
Right.
In about 10 minutes, Arlie James will be on the line, and we'll talk about her show coming up at the VCA just a couple days beforehand.
Crazy, yeah. It's going to be a wonderful show,
it's
too.
It's a I'm busy excited. Time around here.
That's right. Yeah, summertime on Vashon.
Yeah.
Cheers, Jeff. Thank you very much.
You bet. Absolutely.
Much,